Well, Karen Finner was 25 years old when she read a magazine article about breast cancer. She did a self-exam and found a lump. A decade later, she's a medical radiation technologist who does mammograms at the Kempville District Hospital, where they're taking a different approach to early detection for women.
We have this spa thing going on, so it's pretty relaxing and laid back when you come here, and it kind of puts people at ease. We bring you way down to the back of the hospital in this private area where the mammography machine and the waiting room are kind of tucked away. So it's pretty private. We have these really nice spa-like robes, these white robes that are made of cotton, and they're quite comfortable and they provide lots of coverage. So if you're uncomfortable or if you're cold, it kind of keeps you covered up. While you're waiting, we have TV or music playing in the waiting area, and we try to just do these little touches to put people at ease before they actually come into the room. We still have to do the squeezing part that most people associate with the mammogram, and we're very gentle. We take our time, Linda McDonald and I, the other technologist. We listen to people's concerns and we take all the time that's needed to do the exam. I'm a 13-year cancer survivor. Actually found a lump and saw a doctor here on my first day of work. Ancient history, but yes, I did have to go through all the steps. I had a mammogram done, and I do remember it being quite tight, but it's only for a few seconds. And then I went on, had breast ultrasound and biopsy and surgery, chemotherapy. So I've been there, and I think that helps me relate with the fears that some of the patients have. Being tucked away here, you know, you get to stay warm, and it's just the nice little touches, I think, that help you relax and take your mind off, you know, the stress of having a cancer screening test, because we are looking for cancer, and I think that makes everyone feel a bit uncomfortable.
Karen Finner, breast cancer survivor and medical radiation technologist at the Kempville Hospital. For more on that new approach to mammography, we're joined by Catherine Van Vliet. She's director of patient services there. Hi.
Good afternoon, Alan.
So Karen described this as a spa treatment for breast examination. Where did that idea come from?
Well, actually, when we looked at establishing our mammography program, the approach was really important to us. And we talked with a lot of women and asked them about their experience with mammography. And certainly the cold clinical approach didn't seem to work. And you know, we've had feedback from some people that it prompted them to avoid mammography for, you know, 10 years and
now,
not to seek screening.
When you use that adjective cold, do you mean in terms of sentiment in the room or in terms of the temperature? Because I have heard complaints about both from women.
Absolutely. Very good catch on that. Exactly. Cold, the machine was cold, and because we have the latest state-of-the-art equipment, we have the detectors are actually warmer, so it is a more comfortable physical experience. But as you know, it's so much more than that. It's about the environment and what Karen's talking about. It's a bright area, beautiful lighting, but warm temperature, the spa gowns, as well as not just the environment, but the approach. And what you heard from Karen is she has a very comforting and caring perspective. So that the what can sometimes be described as a cold approach, especially with clinical examinations, that we try to soften it on all edges.
I'm going to come back to the actual temperature in just a moment, but I wondered, when you were talking to women, are you talking purely to women who have gone through the process and what they didn't like about it, or were you also talking to women who haven't gone in, telling you why they haven't gone in?
We did actually talk to both, because we understand that, you know, the screening guidelines are recommending, you know, 50 to 74, generally every 2 years, and more often if you have higher risk factors. And we talked to women, and we have a lot of women on staff as well. Mm-hmm. So we said, you know, why have you not gone for mammography screening? Some of it was an awareness. There just wasn't the awareness, so we wanted to make sure we were promoting that. And we could do this different ways. There's the, you know, the shock factor. that, you know, certainly you see that with, you know, and can be effective. But what we wanted to do is instead, you know, have that more warm approach as well as the convenience approach as well. Yeah. So we have the extended hours, which sometimes you don't see in other settings. And we also have what we call direct referral. A woman between the age of 50 to 74 can call us, and then we will facilitate getting a requisition from her physician. They can come with their own requisitions, but we just like to have a one-stop.
Given what women experience in a mammogram, as much as you try to, you know, warm up the machine, as much as it's not never going to be a completely comfortable experience, how much difference does soothing music and the spa gown really make? In the end, it's still uncomfortable, right?
Yes. And Karen will be the first one to mention that, you know, if a woman is experiencing discomfort, the first thing is to, you know, talk to Karen about, you know, how we can do it differently. And she gives that instructions. But what we've found is that women have come to us afterwards and said, I was so much less stressed this time going for a mammogram than I have been previously, that the approach, the calmness, you know, having to put on, you know, a spa robe versus, you know, crinkly gown and walking down the hall in a crinkly gown. We made sure that the change room was just adjacent to the mammography suite. It is just a different approach.
That is an interesting point. No, but in all honesty, anybody who has had to walk the hall in a hospital gown, they may well appreciate that one moment. I'm not claiming it's going to make everything easier, but there is a certain amount of that stress relief that you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. We've had comments that have said, thank goodness you got rid of the paper Johnny ground. So,
what are breast cancer rates in the area right now?
So the latest stats that we have show that within the Ottawa area that there is about an 8% higher rate or incidence of breast cancer than within Ontario. So that was one of the reasons why Kempville Hospital, working with our primary care physicians, identified that we wanted to move in this direction. So the North Grenville and Ottawa South areas have raised, you know, $750,000 to have this state-of-the-art mammography suite, and we wanted to ensure that women were having access to breast screening.
All right. Well, we'll give out the details for how people can be in touch. It's through the Kempville District Hospital. Before I let you go, though, Catherine, have you been following the Jenny McCarthy story?
Yes, yes.
Any thoughts, any opinions on bringing Jenny McCarthy in for the Bus to Move event?
Yes, that would be perfect. I think we just need to, we've approached, but if we have other people that are interested in banding with us to get her here, that would be a perfect opportunity to partner and get a little bit more awareness for the incidents as well as what we can do, and that if it's caught early, 90% can fully recover. So, great opportunity.
All right. Thanks very much, Catherine.
Thanks, Alan.
That's Catherine Van Vliet, Director of Patient Services at Kempville District Hospital. Thoughts on what you've heard about this new spa treatment, for lack of a better term, at Kempville District Hospital for mammograms? You can email us allinaday@cbc.ca with your thoughts, or you can tweet us, CBC, allinaday.